USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We will not stand idly by and allow public institutions to violate their students' constitutional rights.
President Trump signs an executive order protecting campus free speech.
Federal agencies will use their authority under various grant-making programs to ensure that public universities protect First Amendment rights of their students.
In other news, former Vice President Joe Biden reportedly considering Stacey Abrams as a running mate should he decide to run for 2020. Someone from his staff floating the idea to Axios, Abrams losing to Republican Brian Kemp, who President Trump endorsed in the Georgia governor's race. On Wall Street, the Dow up 216 points to close at 25,962, the NASDAQ up almost 110 points, and the S&P 500 up 30 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
New information about the college admission scandal that's been in the news. A college student now sharing details on conversations her family has with the alleged mastermind, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
There have been a lot of concerns regarding the admissions process when it comes to getting into elite universities. But the college admissions scandal has really exposed some of the weaknesses that experts say will result in far-reaching changes. Parents are coming forward and saying how Rick Singer approached them about getting their child into school. This student who got into USC with Singer's help explains how it all began with a conversation between Singer and her mom.
He asked her what my grades were. He asked her what my ACT score was. She told him, and he said, oh, those aren't getting her into Ivy Leagues.
The student continues on CBS This Morning.
He goes, oh, well, you know, is she athletically involved in any way? Is she a star athlete? And my mom says, this girl can't play anything. She's terrible at athletics. And he kind of just said, oh, it won't be a problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To Washington, where counselor to President Trump, Kellyanne Conway, says even she's shocked at her husband George Conway's tweets and comments lately. Is their marriage in trouble?
That after her husband lashes out at President Trump on Twitter, questioning the president's mental stability.
My husband also has been very critical of the president publicly, which is unlike him, just because he's traditionally been a very private person. In 2016, which is known as the year of the tweet, George Conway said, and exactly zero tweets. So this is new. And what also is new is not supporting the agenda of the president and my work there.
Conway speaking on Fox News, President Trump fired back at her husband, recently calling him a whack job and a stone-cold loser. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
To New Zealand now, where a few people shot in that terrorist attack while praying in their mosque remain in critical condition, and the investigation continues, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
We're told the youngest victim of the attack was only 3 years old and the eldest 71, as New Zealand's Police Commissioner Mike Bush explains the process.
We have to get the identifications absolutely correct. We have to prove cause of death. We've got all the expertise and resource required. We're doing it as quickly as possible, but in a way that ensures we don't make mistakes.
Another 50 were injured in the attack, 12 of whom remain in critical condition. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.